News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Prosecutors in Manhattan detailed a grand jury indictment of Luigi Mangione and the murder of UnitedHealthcare's CEO. ABC's Chuck Severson with more.
In explaining the murder one and second degree murder charges, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg said this was a killing meant to invoke terror.
Charging the killing was done as an act of terrorism.
And
the killing was intentional.
Attacking those praising Luigi Mangione as a hero against corporate greed.
There is no heroism in what Mangione did.
New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The cold and calculated crime.
Mangione could waive extradition at a hearing Thursday. The State Department says a top hostage affairs negotiator has arrived in Jordan. The U.S. continuing to work with intermediaries to find American Austin Tice, kidnapped in Syria 12 years ago. The House Intel Committee received a classified briefing today about the recent drone sightings in the skies over the Northeast and around the country. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Madison community is rocked by yesterday's school shooting. Savannah Tomei Olson has the very latest.
Police say the suspect shot 8 people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. 2 people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. 4 people, 3 students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. 2 of them have been sent home from the hospital. 9 schools in the Madison Metropolitan School District and some from Monona Grove were put on a secure hold yesterday. This tragedy goes so far beyond just that school community. County Executive Melissa Agard.
As a mom who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe, I can tell you, this hits you in the gut. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community.
Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here.
The crime response unit from the Dane County District Attorney's Office has been mobilized. That team includes social workers, and their goal is to support survivors and family members. And the word survivor doesn't just mean the people who were shot yesterday. It includes everybody who was in that building, students, teachers, other staff, and the terrified family members worried for their kids. There are also specially trained officers at the police department to check in on their peers who experience trauma in their response. There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The suspect has been identified as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who went by the name Samantha. A motive is still under investigation.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Thunder in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup Championship. Doc Rivers asked about the Thunder, one of the youngest teams in the league, featuring Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, against the Bucks, now one of the oldest.
They're good. I enjoy watching them play. Shai's one of my favorite players. I actually got to coach him in his rookie year. But and I joke about it. And all these young teams are flying around, and we're going to come in with our little canes and wheelchairs and play them.
College hoops, the Badgers' next game coming up Sunday when they host Detroit Mercy. Wisconsin dropped out of the AP top 25 rankings after losing 3 straight last week, but beat Butler over the weekend.
Much happier locker room than we've had the last 3 games, and I think these guys really have earned it. And obviously, when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity, and how you respond to that and how you use those experiences to grow, I think, tells us a lot about the character of the young men in our locker room, and I couldn't be happier for them.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries or brief snow showers this evening, cloudy tonight, low mid-20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, high in the upper 20s. Then snow showers late tomorrow night and a Thursday with accumulations. Breezy as well, high upper 20s. It's 32 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Is there a Christmas song that makes you cringe every time you hear it? The Chipmunks, maybe? What about that Mariah Carey tune? We review the weirdest and most annoying holiday tunes of all time. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Let's do this. Who's ready for a Tuesday night show? A Tuesday night filled with talking about fun stuff like comedy and music and movies, syndicated columnist articles, which we will be discussing at 6:35 with our first guest, Greg Schwemm. He is the founder of The Humor Hotel on Tribune Media Services, and his columns run nationwide, and he is a stand-up comedian. He will be here at 6:35 to discuss such things. Greg's been on the show before. And then we have Sean Katzback from Marinette, Wisconsin. My hometown, my hood. Sean is the director of marketing for the city of Marinette, and they do some pretty cool stuff up there. We're just a little city, but we've got a lot going on, and it's a lot of fun, some of the events they put together at the Marinette Community Rec Center and around town as well. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. Is it going to get cold again? It's supposed to,
yeah,
right? We're supposed to get snow?
Sadly, I think.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll enjoy tonight, I guess, while it lasts, our balmy weather. But it is a Tuesday night in Wisconsin, wherever you're joining Nightlight from. It's great to have you. You can find us on the app or on radio all over the state. If you're listening on the radio, you know what your station is. If you haven't tried the app, you really should. It's very easy. And in case you're out of range for the old-fashioned radio, it's great to pull up any of your Civic Media favorites on the app. It's very easy to use. Very easy to communicate with the shows, and people can watch the radio now too. Conrad, we're moving into the new century.
Yes, we
tell
we,
us how.
Yeah, we're on WISS WGBW and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on Facebook, and then on YouTube we're Civic Media WGBW, and then on Twitter Civic Media or WGBW.
Civic Media or X, no. X and Twitter. You could go either one, really.
Twitter,
yeah. We're not on Blue Sky yet.
I haven't made myself an account yet. And I'm going to because it looks fun.
It looks like old Twitter. It's like just a lot more mellow. There's a lot less toxicity, a lot less anger. And you know what I see more that I like there? Are pictures of actual people making comments. Twitter at some point became avatars and crazy weird names so that you couldn't track anybody and people saying angry, crazy stuff. To me, that's gutless. Put your name out there, put your face, put your picture, and just own what you say and just say civil things. There's no reason. But anyway, that's what Blue Sky is. That's what Twitter used to be. I went on Blue Sky just to grab my username. Just in case I ever wanted to use it. And then I started kind of tooling around on the site and I ended up just setting up an account. So you can follow me there. I am still on Twitter at Pete Schwabba or on Facebook. And if you're there, give the show, give Nightlight a like or a follow if you're so inclined. Do you have a Twitter account? Do we follow each other?
I haven't used it in a while.
Okay.
I don't really use it. I just don't like Twitter that much. anymore. I used to love it.
Yeah. I still go there for news. The news does break quickly on Twitter, and there are people there I follow that I kind of like. What? How many followers do you have on Twitter?
Let me check. The one thing I will say is, like, I went on there just for mainly just sports. Okay. Sports information, and it became where I'd see weird stuff on my timeline.
Yeah, same.
And eventually, I'd like, nah, I don't
need to read this.
I have 155.
Wow. Without trying. That's not too bad.
But I'm following 360.
Oh, see. You got to reverse those numbers, buddy. I had about 200 followers, maybe 180, and then I started doing this show, and I got up to 350, and then after the election, I lost like 100. So people say that's all bots, and that falls off after whatever. So now I think I have about 250, but I really don't care. I mean, I'd like to build a social media following to help the show, but I think people that want to listen to us find us, and whatever your social media platforms are. We're basically available on all of them except Blue Sky. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being with me tonight. Text throughout the show, folks. Love it when you guys get involved. We have, like I mentioned, two great guests tonight. We've got some funny clips. We've got a question that I like. So let's do our, let's move on to our question of the night, shall we?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What's the best gag gift you've ever received? Let's open that up a little. Let's say, what is the best gag gift you've ever received, or what is the worst gift you've received? I'm really curious what you guys say to this. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. This is kind of your baby, Conrad. Did you have something in mind? Did you ever get a bad gag gift? Aren't they all supposed to be bad?
So this, you know, I do an exchange sometimes with my friends, and there's some stuff that I can't say what I've received.
Oh, wow. Good friends. Is it like dirty stuff or what?
Yeah. So I just leave it off the table.
Is that weird that people, like dudes who give each other gifts, it's like sexual stuff?
I think it's for the joke factor.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there one you can share?
So I did do this. I did it. So it was a gift I gave to someone.
Oh, okay.
And it was a pooping dog calendar.
Wow. Humble brag.
Every picture of in the calendar had a pooping dog. In the like in beautiful places though. That's,
how long did it take you to take all those pictures and put a calendar together?
I did not take those pictures.
How creepy.
We'll put that on record.
How creepy would that be? Someone did though. That's weird, right?
Or it's just good Photoshop. I can't tell.
Yeah.
Because it's in like really beautiful places. I'm like, there's no way they, and it's different dogs every time. So I'm like, okay. Either someone's really committed to selling this, or they're good at Photoshop.
All right. And what was your friend's reaction when you gave him that calendar?
Honestly, he thought it would be funnier, but
did he use it?
He's like, yeah, thanks. I needed a calendar.
Do people hang calendars anymore in their house?
You know, I did in college, but after 2 months, I forgot to change it. Yeah. So it was like November, and it was still in February.
It's like the same calendar that's up. Your freshman year is still there. Your junior year. Yeah. I got my wife a kind of a gag gift. It was I used to be in pretty good shape, you know, and I had a good body, and I put some pictures together, 12 of them. I found 12, like either shirtless or pictures of me jokingly flexing, whatever, and gave that as a calendar to my wife. It was misplaced within a week. Like, to show you how much she appreciated it, it was already out of her mind. Like, she kind of gave a chuckle, and then the calendar was gone. I don't know if she used it as, like, to start a fire in the fireplace or if she just genuinely misplaced it. But I was a little hurt by that. So what is the best gag gift you've ever received? Or since gag gifts are supposed to not really be great gifts, you could also chime in with a bad gift you've gotten. I also got shoe beans 1 year. I think I've mentioned that on this show.
Yes,
supposed to make your feet not stink. So, and those were given to me by my wife. So she basically looked at the calendar, said, "Hey, this is great, nice pecs, but your feet stink." So it's a wash. So anyway, that was kind of, and that's not a terrible gift, but even my kids who were like 6 and 10 at the time were like, Mom, like what is this? So I've gotten bad gifts, and we still laugh about that one in the home, so I can talk about it on the air. But what are your worst gag gifts or worst gifts you've ever gotten? No, best. See, it's misleading because it's the best gag gift, but it's also the worst gag gift.
Yeah.
Like the dog pooping calendar, to me, is it great? I would buy that for a friend of mine if I was your age. Yeah. It seems like that should have gone over better.
He's just like, oh, thanks for the calendar. I was like, no, no laughs at all. Really?
He really thought you just wanted to stay on top of certain dates.
Or he laughed every time he opened it up. You know, who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe your friends are just more mature than you thought they were, too. You never know. I drove here tonight. And, you know, now it's the time of year where when I drive here, it's dark. And when I drive home, it's dark. It's brutal. So I realized how unsafe, like I'm kind of fighting something right now. And when I sneeze, I'm one of those sneezers, like where it comes from deep in your soul. And I literally, and this is not a brag, I'm a powerful sneezer. And my kids freak out when I sneeze. It comes out of nowhere. But sometimes I double sneeze. And I did that twice on the way here tonight while I'm driving. And no one can sneeze with their eyes open. So I'm driving in the dark, semi-heavy traffic for 41. And I do one of these crazy double sneezes. And it feels like my eyes were closed for like 10 seconds. It's horrifying. And it made me wonder, like, do people get in accidents sometimes because they sneeze and they can't drive defensively or they just don't see something? It's terrifying.
Have you ever tried not closing your eyes?
Supposedly, it's impossible to do that. And I feel like if I tried to do that and I was successful, my eyes would like both just like shoot out of my head. I'm scared to try it, to be honest with you. So I don't know.
I tried it once. Nothing like it kind of hurt a little bit.
Well, that's yeah.
But nothing happens. It wasn't successful either.
Could you? Yeah, you had to close them, right?
Eventually, I did have to close them.
Yeah. Well, we just learned something here tonight.
I
tried. A for effort. Here's another thing that happened. At the wedding I went to last weekend, a distant relative who I haven't seen in a while says something that I don't think is funny. I think it's kind of stupid, actually. And I just look at him, and I kind of continue the conversation. I didn't even realize it was a joke. That's how bad it was. I thought he was just making conversation. It was something about the joke, five guys. They went and got five guys. Ha ha. Oh, how did she take five guys? Like, it was one of those bad sex jokes. And yeah. But I didn't even understand. Like, it was so bad. It's a place I would not have gone to where I thought he was actually asking me how they got there. And he goes, oh, you're supposed to be the comedian. I'm like, okay, but that's a really bad, like, if you said something funny, I like to think I would acknowledge it or recognize it, but that was so bad. It was a poor joke. It was poorly delivered. It wasn't even a joke. So awkward, though. Plus, I haven't been a stand-up comic in years, so I'm probably out of practice. Maybe it was hilarious, and I just missed it. I don't know. All right, when we come back, what are we going to do, Conrad? We got Rushmore. We had Simpsons drop today. We could talk a little bit about the Simpsons. We got to talk about the contest too. Civic Media's awesome contest and what we're doing here on Christmas Eve. We'll do that. And we're going to play a funny clip to make you laugh on this Tuesday night. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year. But do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Get up home. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue, thinking this love.
Nationally syndicated columnist and creator of The Humor Hotel. He writes for Tribune Media Services. Greg Schwemm will be here at 6:35. We are going to talk about some of his very funny articles. I had fun combing through those earlier today. Greg is an old friend and a very funny comedian as well. And then at 7:20, Sean Katzbach will be here from Marinette. He is the marketing director for the city of Marinette. They have a great event coming up Saturday that we will discuss with Sean. And we were going to give a couple tickets away, too. I think we can do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do that. We'll give tickets away, too. If you want tickets to, well, should we do it now or wait till he comes on?
We could do one now and then maybe one when he talks about it a little bit.
Okay, so the band Steam is going to be playing in Marinette at the Community Rec Center this Saturday night. The show is called From Kids From 1 to 92. And if you've been to Marinette, you know there are a lot of kids and there are a lot of 92-year-olds. And they're all on the road driving in front of me whenever I'm trying to get somewhere. So we will give two tickets away right now. If you want to text in, if you're in the Marinette area, text us. And just say Steam, S-T-E-E-M, or just let us know you'd like the tickets, and we'll make that happen. Sean will be here at 7:20 to talk about this really cool event coming up in Marinette on Saturday. We also, this is kind of a fun thing we're doing, folks. For New Year's Eve, we're going to put together a show where we read emails from people.
Christmas Eve.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. I know. I'm totally I'm discombobulated. I need Dan Schaefer here to recombobulate
yes,
me.
Yes.
For Christmas Eve, we're putting together a show where we will read your Christmas stories, your favorite movies, songs, recipes, whatever. Let us know at nightlight@civicmedia.us. If you want us to read anything you want to share during the show, we will do that. We also have a visitor here. Two visitors, actually, during that show. Two Christmas classic visitors will join us on New Year's Eve. That will kick off 24 hours of holiday music and Christmas music here at Civic Media that will play all through Christmas Day. That should be a lot of fun. So let us know your stories, your recipes, your songs, your movies, your favorite whatever, and we will read them on the Christmas Eve show. But get those into the Nightlight email that I just shared by Monday at noon, if you can, and we will read those on the show. Monday at noon or Friday? Should we say Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
Friday. Let's say get them in by Friday. And then another thing we want to do, we want to open this up to listeners too. If you have a New Year's Eve resolution, you can share that there as well. And we will read those the following week. So it's nightlight@civicmedia.us. N-I-T-E-L-I-T-E at civicmedia.us. Your chance to be a big part of a couple of fun episodes of Nightlight coming up. And what else do we have? We have the contest, too. This is kind of cool, folks. We've got a whole other week of this, too. If you listen weekdays at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., or 4 p.m. for the keywords that will help you in your quest to be one of the big winners, All you got to do is get the keyword, text it in for your chance to win in our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. You could win $100 cash, a Chula Vista overnight stay, and be entered to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list. Nothing weird, very practical items, including new luggage, a humidifier, which everybody needs this time of year, and a remote vacuum, one of those little deals that freaks out your dog. It just kind of goes around and cleans your floor. Who doesn't like that? How did they get corners, though? That's what I want to know.
You know, that it's just a question that I don't think could ever be answered.
We get dust, we have hardwoods, and the corners where all the dust builds up. So if that little remote thing is not getting the corners, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to actually use some elbow grease and clean it up myself. thank you, AI. But those are all great gifts, all practical, all fun. Chula Vista, I mean, that's really cool. $100 cash. You could give that to a relative, give it to the needy, gamble it away at a casino. It's yours to do what you want, folks. So get in on the fun. 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. for the keywords. All you have to do is text them in on the Civic Media text line, and you are eligible to win. We've got text. Our question tonight is, what is the best gag gift you've ever received? You can also answer with what is the worst gift you've ever received? 855-752-4842. Eric from Lodi says, my brothers used to exchange a DVD of the 1970s adult film Flesh Gordon as a Christmas gag gift. It disappeared after a brother who shall not be named lost it one year. Lost it, wink, wink. Come on in, kids. It's time for the porn exchange here. Oh, that's very funny. I would never have had the guts to do that. Like, my parents are, you know, not prudes, but I'm not pulling out a porno and giving it to my brother.
Oh, no.
Especially one called Flesh Gordon. Annie from Watertown says, is there something wrong with me? I have 3 calendars hanging in my house. Nice pictures. Annie, I think a lot of people use calendars. I was giving Conrad a hard time. I don't think guys Conrad's age hang calendars in their house.
Yeah.
I think older people do, or people like us, Annie. There's nothing wrong with it. I didn't mean to calendar shame you. Although I think 3 is a little excessive.
May I add, seriously, you could add one more.
A Conrad's calendar. It's collecting dust.
The pooping dogs.
Yeah. Sounds like she has nice pictures and she has a little bit better taste in Annie's house. But you are going strong with 3 calendars. I don't know. That might be overkill, Annie. I don't know if you need 3 unless you're very worried about missing stuff. Tim Lutz from Appleton and the 920 just texted in. He won 2 free tickets to Steam Saturday night in Marinette. So that will be fun. Let's get Tim's information and we will get him those tickets. If you want to text in, folks, we will give tickets away to Steam. We did this with Blues, Brews, and Barbecues.
Yeah.
Gave away quite a few free tickets, and Sean ran that event as well. I watching him run around the event, he was probably sore until a week ago Tuesday, and that event was like 6 weeks ago. So Sean is a very hardworking guy. He will be here at 7:20 to tell us more about this really cool event. But Tim just got 2 free tickets to Steam, and we will take care of that. Thank you, Tim. All right, so Greg Schwemm will be here at 6:35. We have no clip time, do we? Did I cover sneezing with my eyes closed while I'm driving? I did, correct?
Yeah. Are you okay today?
I'm flailing. No, I'm not. I've got, I just feel like I've got a head full here. So we want to do Rushmore clips too. We have those, right? So we'll play those later. Okay, very cool. All right, Civic Media's award-winning news team is about to inform you and tell you all the news you need to know. And then we are going to be right back with nationally syndicated columnist and creator of the Humor Hotel. He writes for Tribune Media Services. Greg Schwemm will be here in just a few minutes to break down some of his really fun articles that you should definitely check out. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just a
from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Residents in the Mauston School District will again see a referendum on the February ballot. The Mauston School District Board of Education held a special meeting December 4th, where it was voted to place an operational referendum question on the ballot in the spring primary election. This proposed referendum follows two previous attempts in 2024. The April 2nd referendum received 38.2% support, and the November 5th referendum received 49.4%, but did not pass. Both measures aim to provide funding to maintain essential district operations. The proposed referendum this spring seeks voter approval to exceed the state-imposed revenue limit by $1.75 million annually for the next 4 years. Without additional funding, the district projects, it will be unable to operate beyond the 2026-27 school year. More than $1.5 million in cuts have already been implemented for the 2024-25 school year, and an additional $2.2 million in reductions are planned for 2025-26. If a solution is not found, the district could be dissolved by the end of the 2026-27 school year, with students redistributed to neighboring districts. If approved, the referendum would allow the district to avoid further cuts to staffing and student programs. The district would also prioritize preserving small class sizes, a full range of academic programming, and its experienced staff. The estimated property tax impact of an approved referendum would be 35 cents per every $1,000 of assessed property value. The owner of a home assessed at $100,000, for example, would see a property tax impact of $35 per year. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season two. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries or brief snow showers this evening, cloudy tonight, low mid-20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, high in the upper 20s. Then snow showers late tomorrow night and a Thursday with accumulations. Breezy as well, high upper 20s.
Right now it's 31.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Mathers, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. Who's me? After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has plans for the next Trump administration. What does that mean for people in Wisconsin? We'll kick that around. Join us.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
A one, two. It was a teenage wedding and a host wish away. You can see that you
the 608, he's in Richland Center, says, I came across a poster-sized New Kids on the Block puzzle from 1989. I put it together, framed it, and a lucky relative will receive it next week. That's great. I'm going to share my worst gift, too, and then we're going to bring Greg on here. I drew my brother's name 1 year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. He said, well, what kind of Christmas card? I go, whatever's the cheapest. It doesn't matter. Just any Christmas card, as long as it's like a buck or whatever. He goes, okay. So we're doing the gift exchange later. And I said, hey, man, I really need that card, you know, because it was almost my turn. He said, all right, fine. And he goes, it's upstairs. And I go, do you mind grabbing it? And I don't know where it is, whatever. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And I ask one of the nephews to take it over to him. That was my gift to him. That I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. And watching him piece it together, watching him look at the card as he opened it and realize, hey, this is the, and then he opens it and he just lost it. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful. So, and that sounds like Matt has the same type of thing cooking here in Richland Center. So who wouldn't be thrilled to get a new Kids on the Block poster for Christmas? Maybe Greg Schwemm. We'll see. We're going to bring in our guest now. He is a nationally syndicated columnist and founder of the Humor Hotel. Check out his work. Google Greg Schwemm, Tribune, Humor Hotel, and all his work will come up. He does great work there, and he's also a very funny comedian as well. And he joins us now here on Nightlight, Greg Schwemm. Greg, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to see you.
Nice to see you, too. I don't know why I need my glasses to do a StreamYard interview, so I just took them off.
You look more dignified as a writer, as a nationally syndicated columnist when you have glasses on, though, right?
Oh, all right. I thought you were going the other way with that. Okay. I thought I looked better this way. But anyway, carry on.
Oh, no, you're fine either way. It's good. It's a lot of handsome on the screen. How you been, man?
I have been very good, thank you. And yeah, it's been a good year. It's been an interesting year, challenging year, but sort of a year that it's like I sort of want it to end, and yet at the same time, I'd like it to keep going because it's been so interesting.
Tell me the good stuff.
The good stuff is I wrote a book, which I had been sort of spinning in my head for maybe 2.5 years, and it's one of those things where you're like, okay, I need to get down and do this, and I think I have it in my head, and I've been having people laugh about subjects that maybe for the most part you don't think are funny. Okay. And that's what I did. And it was very therapeutic for me.
Cool. So what's it called and where can we find it?
The book is called Turning Gut Punches into Punchlines, A Comedian's Journey Through Cancer, Divorce, and Other Hilarious Stuff.
Wow.
So there's the interesting year part right there. And right now you can get it on Amazon. We're working on getting into some independent book chains, and I've got some readings coming up, and it's really weird, Pete, to be proud of something at a certain age. Do you kind of get where I'm going?
Yes, I do.
I think you can be proud of things, or you, when you say, what am I most proud of in life? It's like your 30s or your 40s, something that happened in that time. But when you get, you know, over 50 or over, you know, other, it just becomes more difficult, which means it's that much more gratifying.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about the cancer. I'm happy you're beating it. It sounds like.
Oh yes.
I had no idea.
I got a great outcome and feel very blessed.
Wow. Good for you, buddy. I'm glad to hear that. Does that help you? Have you written about that? Has that been therapeutic?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's in my stand-up act, and it's also in a chapter in the book. And it's sprinkled references. I mean, I was planning to write a funny book about divorce. You know, that's originally what I thought I would do, because I figured a late in life divorce, you're going to get, there's some humor in there. Sure. So let's write a book about that. And then I got this unfortunate diagnosis, and I thought, okay, now that puts a little twist on it, but I think a very, what could be considered a very positive twist.
Okay. Yeah. Making lemonade out of lemons, right?
Basically.
Through the written word. That's so cool. Well, I looked at your, okay, so I was shuffling through all your articles, or the most recent ones I have access to at Tribune Content Agency. And you, let's talk about the major league. Conrad and I were just talking about this recently, this new rule where you can, the golden at bat rule, where you could just bat anyone you want at a given time during the game.
Right.
Very funny article. What are your thoughts on that?
Again, it as I said in the article, it sounds like something that a bunch of 11-year-olds make up on the spot during like a street game or a playground game. And the reason they had to make this rule up is because like somebody had to go home early.
Yes. You
know, like a couple of roster players disappeared and they're like, well, we want to keep playing. So let's just figure out some way to do that. And that's what I think this rule sounds like.
It's so interesting because, you know, to me, I like baseball. I played baseball when I was younger.
Right.
But I can't watch a regular season game if my life depended on it. It is kind of boring, and it's a great game.
It is kind of boring, but when you think about it, wasn't it always boring? I mean, you know, maybe it's just us. Because like when you were 14 or 13 and you went to a Major League Baseball game, it was the coolest thing you'd ever seen, right? And you were riveted the whole time.
Yes.
It's the same game, but I think we have changed a little bit and we're always looking for it. It doesn't shock me at all that they are messing with an institution like this or thinking about it, because now our society is just like, okay, been there, seen it, done it, next, what else you got for me? That kind of thing. And so why not mess with the national pastime?
Well, that's where I'm at, Greg. Like I love how the pitch clock, how they sped that up. I think that helps. And I feel bad almost for not, you know, I'm at the point in my life where I'm like, I can follow one sport.
Right.
And I follow football because it's only 16 games and the aesthetics are great and whatever.
Yeah.
But baseball.
I can't watch a Netflix series for the same reason. You know, it's like, okay, keep going.
There's some bad ones. But I remember as a kid, my mom would put all of us on the Irving Park Road bus and my aunt would bring my four cousins. So there's 9 kids, 2 women on Ladies Day, and whatever kid you could carry could get in free at Wrigley Field on a Tuesday. And walking up the stairs and first seeing the green and the – it was magical.
Right.
And I want to still love it. But I for the reasons you mentioned, that's why I'm kind of in favor of the golden bat rule. Although I do agree with you, because like when we were kids, we never had enough players. It was like, all right, right field is out. Mm-hmm. If you hit it there, you're out. And then – we had when we
would, I forgot about that right field foul
right, and then we had one where we would play on the street, like you kind of mentioned this in the article, and we would use the 4 sewers as the bases. And if you hit a house, it was like you're out. If you hit a friend's brick bungalow, you know. So it's such a great article. And where are you overall with the rule? Like, are you for it or against it?
No, I'm against it. I just think it's just stupid, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but you know what? I'll bet what would happen is they would pass it and I would be at a game and they would implement that rule and something amazing would happen. And I'd go, they should have done this years ago. that's how invested I am in it.
Well, it's kind of a weird rule too, because it's kind of like saying, all right, for one game in the NBA, you can sign Michael Jordan. It's like just changing the rules and totally, mm-hmm. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Let's talk about the next article I loved. I think it was called, I felt like a boob for reading this article.
Oh, yeah.
And I love this with gifts that are either inappropriate or something you would never give anybody. Very funny stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, there's that one. And the way that came about is that I kept, you know, when you're at Christmas time, you just find yourself getting on these email lists and you had no idea how that happened.
Right.
You know, you don't remember visiting that website. It just popped up and you're like, okay, somebody's messing with me or I did something really stupid. And for that one, it was a website that sold like women's like plus size bras and and underwear for when you're on your period. Okay. I don't know how many people does this podcast reach? I mean, I can say
enough.
That, right?
Yeah, you can say that. We're on later. Yeah. It's okay.
Okay. So that's what it was. And I was just, and then I was reading because I thought, okay, if I'm going to get like 4 or 5 of these emails, I'm going to investigate a little further and see what it was they're selling. And then there was, so I read a description of a bra and it said, you know, like keep your boobs in place. And all I could think was, you know, what have we reached the point now in advertising where boobs is just a normal word?
Right.
You know, that's just something where it's like, okay, fine, whatever. We never thought that, but now it is. That's how that would come about.
They could say Winnebagos or something like
that. They could. At this point, anything.
I was reading that, though, and I'm like, have we become desensitized or were we uptight to begin with? You know what I mean?
Like, we were uptight to begin
probably.
With. Probably. And now we've just been like, nothing is shocking anymore.
And
nothing.
The first one I noticed was on the Dollar Shave Club ads. When the guy rips the thing away and he's swearing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like people are not going to respond to this, but they did. And there's guys talking about, like you mentioned in the article, manscaping, and they're using words like, you know, balls and saying all this stuff. And I'm like, I can't believe I'm hearing this.
I know. And I don't want to. I don't want to. But now it's becoming like, okay, I guess I have no choice but to just read this and listen to it. And
you know what's happening? The unwashed are winning.
Oh, you're just realizing that now. Okay. How much time do we have? Because I want to give a sneak preview of my next column.
And absolutely. We got time.
It's going to be a combination sneak peek / confession.
We've got about 3 minutes to a break now. We'll keep you for another short segment. And then if you can hang after the news for a few minutes, we would love to do that. So you got plenty of time, buddy. I'd love to hear it. My guest is Greg Schwemm. He is a syndicated columnist, and you can find his work at the Humor Hotel at TribuneContentAgency.com. Google Greg Schwemm and Humor Hotel, and all his work will come up. It's great stuff. Do you want to plug it now?
Okay, well, it involves, I'm going to confess to, at 62 years old, being a criminal. Okay?
Oh, dear.
I don't know. Again, I don't know how many subscribe. How many subscribers do you have? How big is your reach, Pete?
It's radio throughout Wisconsin, apps, and we're on streams, and most of our listeners are law enforcement. So go.
Okay. that may be a red flag, but I'm gonna do it anyway. So it's all shoplifting at Buc-ee's. And if you haven't heard of Buc-ee's, because you're in Green Bay, you soon will, probably.
What's
and
that?
I'll explain it, and then I'll explain what happened. I'm going to pour my soul out for your viewers and all the law enforcement people.
All right, you want to wait? You want to talk about some of these articles first, or you
want
to?
Sure, I'll do whatever you want. Yeah. Right,
let's save that. I'll tell you what. We'll come back with a break. You'll have a good 6 or 7 minutes to get into that with no rush. Maybe some of the law enforcement. Maybe they'll get a call, and they'll be busy. But the other article I loved was about the phrases you should not use as you get older. And you talk about it was a boot camp and going to the gym. And I will say the one thing that grabbed me, Greg, was you're going to the gym at 5 a.m. That might be a stand-up comic first. Or did you go right to the gym after being at the club and then the bars all night?
Yeah, no, never been one of those guys. I've always been an early riser. I don't think I could do what you do because of the hours that you do it. I know that seems like, you're on in the late afternoon, early evening. Yeah. I'm like, wow, that's still we're pushing it there. Okay. So I've always been an early morning guy, and I have a gym in my building, and that's just kind of the way I start my day and get my blood flowing and get my and generate ideas. I mean, all the things that you're talking about there, those all were written probably between the hours of 5 and 7 a.m. It's just the way I work.
You know, it struck me funny that boot camp and God's Army and prayer warrior, everything is like we want to sound like we're military and we're tough. And it's so ridiculous. It's like you're doing jazzercise.
Yes. You're taking two theater ropes and that you stole from outside some black tie event. Or red carpet event, and you're doing this. All right, let's not
drives me crazy.
I agree.
All right, we'll get into this article and another one where Greg talks about skinny dipping. I thought that was funny too. There's more coming up with our good friend Greg Schwemm here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I get so lost sometimes.
Welcome back. We are talking with nationally syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm about some of his recent articles. I can't remember the last time you were on the show, but I can't. Is there a way to access further back? I had access to about 6 or 7 articles, and I'm sure there's a way to.
I repost them all on my blog, gregschwemm.com/blog, and also Medium, medium.com picks up a lot of them too.
Nice.
So yeah, they're a little bit everywhere. So there, but we've got a few more back there to talk about, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I want, but let's talk about the new one you're working on, because you seem excited about that. And then I'll ask you about skinny dipping.
Yeah.
In your article. I'm not making a guy date here. So,
okay. So So first things first is, have you ever heard of this convenience store chain called Buc-ee's?
I have not. No.
Okay. See, that's what's so interesting is these places are sweeping the Southern United States. Okay. So it was founded in Texas like over 30 some years ago. And they're expanding, but they're expanding in the southern part of the state. But eventually they're going to be everywhere.
Sure.
Like there's one in Colorado. And it's like a convenience store on steroids. But what's interesting to talk about this place is that so many people have, you know, if you're in the South, you're like, oh my God, I can't help but stop there. And if you're in the North, like us, you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, so imagine this. It's like if Walmart and Old Country Buffet had a baby, and there were complications in the delivery room.
That is an unholy child.
That would be Buc-ee's. Okay. there you go. So think of that for a second. And
wow.
It's kind of sad because I know that there's like, I teased all of Buc-ee's social media sites for this interview thinking they would listen.
Oh,
and they were probably like, oh, he's going to really say something really cool about Buc-ee's. And then I just said that. And like some 23-year-old social media person was like, okay, that's not worth staying up late for.
You know, do you guys have, I was just in Chicago last weekend, but I didn't notice. I meant to check into do you have Quick Trips? Gas stations?
Not in the city.
Okay.
Maybe in the burbs. Maybe.
Because that's what it sounds like. Buc-ee's is like a Quick Trip for the South. Quick Trip has like better than average gas station food.
This is spread out over thousands of acres.
Oh, wow.
Buc-ee's. Oh, yeah. There's like 100 gas pumps.
Oh,
okay.
Good
That's
Lord.
Why I say it's like on steroids. It's it's Quick Trip times 50. Anyway, my 88-year-old mom and I'm taking her to Tennessee the day before Thanksgiving, and we're like, we should stop at Buc-ee's. And so here was my order at Buc-ee's. You know, went in to use the restroom thinking that's all, but you can't just do that at Buc-ee's. So these are my purchases, Pete. I have a giant Dr. Pepper. All right. They have a thing called Wall of Beef Jerky.
Oh, man.
Like 50 different flavors. I get one. Got that.
Conrad's drooling.
I'm getting like a snack called Beaver Nuggets because it's Buc-ee the Beaver.
Okay.
Yeah. See, now you want to go. And a Christmas tournament, which is Buc-ee the Beaver on a motorcycle, which underneath a Christmas tree, which really is the true spirit of the holiday.
That
when you think about it.
I mean, so. I don't, and I see stuff like that too. Swag from gas stations. It's like, that's how you're promoting.
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
And there's a line out the door, Pete. So my 80-year-old mom wants a shirt to apparently wear around the retirement community, I guess. And I said, okay, now I've got all my purchases and we're on our way to the counter. And she says, I want this shirt. And she's having trouble reading the sizes. So I said, I will help you. So I put all my stuff down, but for some reason that I still can't explain, I stuck the ornament in my pocket.
Oh no.
Okay. So she doesn't get the shirt. She decides none of them are up to her
gas station standards.
Her style standards. You know, anyway. So, I don't know. There was a lot. Anyway, so I go out, I pay for all this stuff, and then we get in the car and we leave, and we're like 50 miles down the road. And I'm like, I'm driving, and I'm like, wow, something. I'm sort of readjusting my seat. And I'm like, oh, there's something in my pocket. And yes, I have stolen a Buc-ee's Christmas ornament. And I don't know what to do now. So
you literally had a pocket full of bad intentions.
I did. I did. Now, Pete, you tell me. Everybody knows. Everybody has committed a crime. I'm convinced. Everybody's committed a crime. What crime did you commit? And we can go back to the time you were like six.
Man, you know what? I'd have to really think about that. I was pretty. Mm. I was raised very strict. Well, fairly strictly Catholic. But okay. I didn't, I don't remember, like, I never, like, knocked off a liquor store, at least not till I was, like, 14.
No, but have you ever stolen anything? I shoplifted. I took a Nestle's Crunch bar and put it in my baseball glove. I was in full Little League uniform after a game and walking with some friends and stuck it in my glove and just walked out. And I was like, this is so easy. I could have turned right there.
That
you know, I could.
I think I think even if law enforcement are listening, the statute of limitations has expired for Nestle's Crunch Bars. Yeah, I probably did something accidentally. I know I never willingly stole from a store. I was too terrified. I really thought my parents would come down on me, and I was very scared to do that. I didn't have the guts to do that.
Okay,
but
interesting.
You're more of a rebel than me.
That's me. Yeah. In the northwest suburbs of Chicago, you know, we just run wild on the street.
That's kind of a badass suburban crime, actually, a knowing shoplift.
Right.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back. Can you hang out for a few more minutes, Greg?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll keep Greg through the news. We'll ask him about Christmas and his skinny dipping article and all kinds of fun stuff. Sean Kasbeck is here at 7:20 to talk about the Steam concert this Saturday in Marinette, and we've already given some tickets out, and we will read your texts as well. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, stops in for a hump day edition. And we'll see. Maybe Luke Mathers and Trini Olsen as well. It's a potpourri. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Ukraine says it got a Russian general in Moscow. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov killed in a bomb blast.
Sources telling ABC News that Ukraine Security Services, the SBU, was behind the attack, saying he was a war criminal, calling him an entirely legitimate target. They found him guilty, though, of giving orders using chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops, warning others that retribution for war crimes is inevitable.
At the Pentagon, Air Force Major General Patrick Ryder said there was no early warning from Kyiv.
We were not aware of this operation in advance. We do not support or enable those kinds of activities.
No motive established in Monday's deadly mass shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. The 15-year-old girl killed herself after killing two others. A judge in Helena, Montana, temporarily blocked state policies that prevent trans individuals from changing their gender on driver licenses and birth certificates. This is ABC News.
Civic